Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome back. We're glad you're here with us. We want to thank the One Institute for bringing us here each and every week to be with you. So let's get down to business. This coming Monday, November 6th, is our show, our Monday night show, which Dr. Allen's been doing for 44 years or more. 46 years. And we are going to do that at the Culver City Marriott on Bristol Way. You can find more information about that show at www.drpatallen.com. And while you're there, race over and sign up for the newsletter. And make sure when you get that response to your sign up that you click it so you'll get your first issue. It's really great. You get all the news first before anybody else. And don't forget, Dr. Allen has classes for this last quarter and into, I believe, the first quarter of the new year, all kinds of amazing classes. And you can find out more about those. I'm sure we'll be talking about them, but you can find out more at www.oneistore.com. If you have questions about these classes and you're not local to the area, Sue Wagner can give you information on which parts of Dr. Allen's catalog of products match those classes so that you can actually see what's going on and read about what's going on if you can't be at the class locally. So that's that for now. Dr. Allen, you're on the air.
Yes, I'm glad. I'm very glad.
How are you this fine November day?
Pardon?
How are you this fine November day?
I'm just fine. I had an adjustment at my chiropractor, and I'm going to a wonderful spiritual meeting after we get off the air.
Oh, very exciting.
And so I've been puttering around the house, which is good. And so I'm ready to answer questions if anyone wants them answered.
All right. Well, I'm sure they do. So let me also tell everybody that's listening, you can call us at 323-203-0815 and talk to Dr. Allen live. Now, Dr. Allen, you've got some great classes coming up. What class are you doing tomorrow? Or I'm sorry, Saturday?
On Saturday, I'm doing a class on, I just did one on dreams. Now I've got to look up. I'm looking at some of my paperwork for other classes. So I've now got myself tangled up in my program. So I will tell you exactly what class I'm doing. And it is... Here we go. I am doing couples.
Oh, wonderful. So
that means I have three couples that are going to come in from 9 to 4, and they're going to negotiate their contract upgrades from in their relationship, and I'm going to interject communication training. What we negotiate is time, how much time they want to be apart, doing something else like going out with friends or night out or going to visit mom, and space, how they like living together if they're living together, and what about chores? What about maintenance? Who takes the cars in? And then we have the ever popular money. My money, your money, our money. How does it go in? How does it go out? Who's the comptroller writing the bills? Handling money. And then last but not least, play, non-sexual and sexual. So non-sexually, what is it you don't like in your non-sexual life? And what is it you don't like in your sexual life? You see, human beings are evolving creatures, and they continually must upgrade their relationships, their business, their techniques. We've got to keep growing or we stagnate and deteriorate.
Yes.
And by the way, that's another class I'll be teaching in December called
Growing Up
Old Gracefully.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. So my switchboard, we have a great switchboard, and our technician for our show, he's wonderful. And he is telling me we've got some calls. Are you ready for some calls?
I'm ready.
All right. Well, let's do it. Let's do it. So he's getting it ready for us right now, which is wonderful. I want to remind everybody about that web address to sign up for these classes. Oh, wait. Hi, caller. You're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do.
Awesome. What is it?
Hi, Dr. Allen. My question is regarding the passive aggressive husband. And so it makes it very hard for me to be a feminine woman being a passive patient vulnerable while my husband acts like withdraws and goes to his room most of the time, and it brings a lot of anger in me towards him when he does that. So it's very hard for me
immoral,
to be patient.
Is he immoral, unethical, or illegal? Do you have to call the police, a doctor, or a lawyer?
No, he's not.
How is he not nice to you?
He's very irritable. So there's always an excuse for him in life. Either it's his work, or it's something about his family, or about our teenage daughter that he's angry about. Therefore, he goes to his room, closes the door, doesn't talk with anybody. There's always something.
So do you understand you have a trial separation off and on?
Do you have a what separation?
A trial separation.
He gets separated
from you, goes in his bedroom or wherever he goes, and you get to do what you want.
Okay, what should I do?
Go out for a walk, call up a girlfriend, go to the movie.
But he
instead
just
of
continues for a few days.
Instead
and
of
so
regrowing. What?
He continues, this continues for a few days, and I get very angry. I just get very angry at him that he continues to do that, and he cannot handle the problems as a man. He just escapes, and he acts like a child to me. So it just makes me so angry to see how his ability to handle the problem is so limited.
How long did you date him? Do you even know him?
Yeah, unfortunately, we were very young when we got married. So it was just a very lovely relationship at that time.
What changed? Did you change too?
I think he was always irritable and angry person, but I think in that period of time, he wouldn't show it, and it was for a short time.
So, is he 51% valuable to you?
So, that 51%, how can I calculate it? Is it 51% of the day, or the days in the month?
No, is he 51%? What single reason, how long have you been with him, married to him?
15 years.
Okay, when did he go sour on you? How long?
How many years, you mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He has always been like this, always.
So you knew he was a sour person when you married him?
During engagement, he wasn't like this during engagement. Our engagement was 1 year, so he wasn't like this during engagement.
So once he got you signed up, he went sour.
Yeah.
And you stayed for 15 years? Why?
Because we had kids.
All right, so you're not there for him, you're there for the kids.
Yeah, when I'm angry at him, when we are good with each other, I feel like the happiest person in the world. I feel like I love him so much. I feel like all the good things. But when he withdraws and it takes a few days, up to a week or two, then I feel like I feel so bad, and I feel I resent him, and I feel I'm there only for the kids. But we have this up and down, and every time he's good, again, I feel happy. Every time he's bad, I feel like I'm only there for kids. Yes. But this happens
What I'm wanting to know is if on the times he goes to his bedroom or withdraws, you could pretend and say he left and went to Afghanistan for a trial fight or something. Could you possibly ever just watch the movie of him coming and going?
Sure.
Because there's a reason that you're with him. Does he provide for you?
Sorry, can you repeat that? I didn't hear you.
Does he provide a living for your family? How many kids do you have?
I have two kids. Yes, he provides. You mean money?
Yeah, I think that's what it is, yes.
Yes, he provides
for
the family.
Why are you still there 15 years later? There's something he's got that you want.
Yes, as I said, when we are good with each other, I am the happiest person in the world. So
yes, I know,
but I think
he's not a playmate. He's a negative man that you're married to today. Why are you married to him?
No, he has good qualities, definitely. He brings money, he's good with kids most of the time, except sometimes that he's irritable and angry with them as well. So we have a family, and I love the concept of a family. And
I know,
I feel like I don't have the strength of separation. I don't see the strength in me to separate, and I don't think it's going to be fair on my kids for me to
separate. Then why don't you watch his movie and let him be who he is?
Okay.
Watch the movie of your husband.
Okay, sure.
And you know what that means? Do you stay in the same bedroom with him?
Sorry?
Do you sleep with him?
Yeah, we sleep with him. So most of the time, he has a sleeping problem, so he goes to the other room. But
no, that other room is Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
You're married to somebody that comes and goes.
Exactly.
But when you fight with him, the kids get tainted with your negativity as well as his.
Yes.
What if I said, for the month of November, you're going to accept your husband coming and going at will, and you're not going to pick on him?
Okay, sure.
Because sure. I think you could have a good marriage by not being too close to him when he pulls away from you.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
What you can do is say to your... What?
Should I try what you said, that when I go to him and say, what's wrong? and or
no, darling,
you know, you have to
understand. Mm-hmm. He may not even know what's wrong. He may be biochemically disabled. He may need medicine. But I doubt if you could get him to do anything because he's rebellious.
Exactly. He doesn't do anything. He doesn't want to
I know
do anything
that,
about
but
it.
He, yeah. But he gave you how many kids?
Two.
And you can enjoy them when he's gone to his bedroom.
Okay.
So why don't we just let your husband come and go as uh-huh. long as he brings uh-huh. home the money or whatever uh-huh. else it is you want?
Okay.
Will you do that for a month and call us back?
Sure, sure. Thank you so much, sir.
Because when you ask him to be different, he punishes you. When you let him be, he may even miss you.
And when he comes back, should I just easily take him back? Or
of course you take him back. He's back from Afghanistan. He's back from the war.
So he comes back and he wants to have sex and everything okay, so... And then I
absolutely
okay?
have sex okay. with him because that'll help his body feel better and it'll help yours. I want you okay. to pretend that he comes and goes across country lines.
So how about me feeling not because during that period I don't feel cherished. I had worked a lot on myself, on self-love. Gave myself self-love not to be so needy because I used to be very needy of his love. Now I have passed that, thanks God, I'm past and beyond that now. So, but I feel like I think I still have a little bit need of a woman, need of being cherished. So
I've got news for you. If you want him to change, prepare for the pain.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He has a right to be who he is, and you have a right mm-hmm. to leave him, but I want you for this month to accept mm-hmm. him coming and going.
Got it, yeah.
And keep a log on it and call us back in a month and recite how it worked when you just watched the movie of your negative husband. And when he came back from war, you made love to him because that helps his body and your body. And you don't mm-hmm. have to have him change.
Okay, sure.
Let him be who he is.
Mm-hmm.
As long as he contributes something to the family.
Sure.
Think of it this way. The doctor told him he has 1 month to live and it's going to be mm-hmm. painful some of the time. How would you treat him if he were told that he's going to die soon?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very nicely.
Would you treat him better?
Of course.
Let me tell you this. How old is your husband?
44.
He's becoming andropause, which is their version of menopause, and he needs to be cherished physically, mentally, and emotionally. He needs that or he will die sooner.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
See what happens if you accept him for this month coming and going. Entertain sure. yourself when he's gone.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Will you do that?
Got it. Of course. Of course. Thank you so much.
Thank you, caller. Let us know what happens.
Bye-bye. Sure, thank you. Bye-bye.
That reminds me of the scene in Dances with Wolves.
Yes.
Yes.
What was the scene?
Poignant. He comes back and she sees him and she takes off running and grabs him and just kisses him. It's incredibly.
Hello.
Ah, caller, you are in the air live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I do.
Awesome.
What is it?
Well, it's regarding a prenuptial agreement.
Oh, do you have a lawyer?
No. We started talking about it. We set our date. We've been engaged since June. And we got on the subject of a prenup. And initially, he had told me what I was going to get in community property. And then he switched it and said that it was going to be a living estate, which means I would be able to live. He has several homes. That we would live in one. I could sell it, but
I'm a marriage, family, child therapist. Where's your lawyer? Prenups are not legal unless you're represented.
Right. We just were basically talking about it, and so this is my question. He changed it from community property, which I was okay with, to a living estate, which means that upon my death, it goes to his children.
And I know.
His kids are already getting quite a bit.
How long
We're not
have
married.
You haven't been married to him at all.
No. We've been dating for 2.5 years.
10.5 years?
No, 2.5.
2.5 years. Okay.
Yes. And so I had moved in with him when we got engaged because I had a ring and a date.
Got it. And then when he told me
that he switched from the community property to the living estate, I was really upset. And I said, I said, you have every right to do that. I said, what do you think about first going to an attorney, getting the prenup drafted, and then I'll take it to someone and they can look at that. He or she can look it over, and then if I have any concerns, we can talk about that. What do you think?
That sounds reasonable.
And then he said, well, I want to do a living estate where you'll get, you know, you'll be able to enjoy the home. You'll have plenty of money.
Wait a minute. Mm-hmm. I'm not a lawyer.
Okay.
I agree.
So I'll get to the question. I was just giving you some details. So I said, I'm not comfortable with that arrangement.
Engagement is over.
Well, what I did was I said, you have every right to want that. However, I'm not comfortable with it, and I don't want to stay here in your home now being engaged with a pending prenup. I'm going to move back to my
Why would you move out of the home? Why not just terminate the relationship?
Well, I said that I would feel more comfortable going back to my apartment and staying until we got married, until we discussed the details of
things. I have no problem with that, except he may think you're on the way out.
Yeah. Well, anyway, we ended up really getting into a huge argument last night, and I'm wondering what I can do to repair this?
You've already taken a position that is so strong that it's a rejection. What do you think? Have you already moved out of his house?
Yes. And I don't, when I say repair, it may be a deal breaker because I'm not comfortable with it.
But shouldn't you wait until a lawyer tells you?
Well, that's what I had asked him, if he would be willing to have it drawn up and do whatever he wants to
dear. Mm-hmm. He can take his prenup and you and your lawyer and he and his lawyer can negotiate a compromise. But it's not good for you to call and talk to a marriage counselor about something that's legal.
Well, my question for you is,
you sound too punitive. If you don't do it my way, I'm leaving you is a little heavy. He has a right to offer you a deal, and you and your lawyer have a right to explain why you can't do it. But for you to get up and move out on him is rejection.
Yeah, he said that he thought I was using it as leverage. And
I'm just saying it's too heavy.
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with negotiating with your lawyer, his lawyer?
I wish we would. We didn't even get to that point. We were just talking prematurely.
Honey, you moved mm-hmm. out of the house. That's not just talking. That's
and the reason I did that, because I'm not comfortable with what his proposition is.
Okay. Are you the head of the house in the relationship? Is that what we're doing here?
No.
Do you want respect more than cherishing?
No, I want to be cherished, and yet I'm not comfortable living there, being engaged with a tentative prenup. Because nothing has been done. I'm not comfortable with it. He's not. Nothing has been done, so I don't feel comfortable living there any longer.
I fully understand that. That means that whenever you're uncomfortable, you can leave him.
Hmm.
Is that how you're going to operate in a relationship? My way or the highway?
Hmm.
I recommend that you tell him that you overreacted when you moved out, and that you're willing to sit down with your lawyer, his lawyer, him, you, and negotiate something that's more compatible. That's my recommendation.
Okay.
But moving out on him because you're talking is punitive.
Well, I just moved back to my apartment.
I got news for you. You moved out of his home.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you want to move back in and do something more legalistically?
Well, honestly, I'm not comfortable with it. I'd rather stay in my apartment until we both have an agreement with regard to the prenup.
I give up. You have fired me now. You called me. I gave mm-hmm. you a recommendation that is legal. If it's not done this way, the prenup is not legal. So apparently your father wanted a boy when you were born. Is that correct?
This is new to me, the whole prenup issue. And I probably should never have moved in. Now I'm looking back. It was premature. I should have just stayed put in my apartment. And then had this, when he had this document drafted, then we could have both talked about it and then had it
you
drafted.
You know that you
then,
can still... Are you
and then
done
had our attorneys
him?
Look at it.
Are you done with him?
No, because he's 51%. I love him.
But you don't
But I'm wondering
him.
how do I repair this?
I already said
or
it.
Do
I said... Go to him and say, I overreacted when I walked out on you. I want to get back with you, and I want to sit down legally and negotiate a compromise. Now, what's wrong with that?
He doesn't want to do that, though. He just wants the living estate. He's already said that.
Wait a minute. Your lawyer may want to say something to him about that.
Okay.
How about you don't do your own negotiating and you tell your lawyer what to negotiate, but you don't leave your man because he won't obey you? That makes you his mother. Okay?
Okay.
I'm trying to help you stay with him until your lawyer advises you. Got it?
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, caller.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
switchboard is telling me that we have a caller who's called many, many times, desperately trying to get through. And I think he's trying to hook
you've
us.
You've reached 310.
The irony.
All right.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. So I think he's going to try her again. Hey, caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I certainly do. This is a dating question, Pat. So I have two men at the present in the 8-week phase.
Wait a minute. They both left or you left? What's 8 week? 8 week separation?
Yes, they left. So the first couple weeks was magic. Everything was great. I even got comments about, wow, where have you been? There's not women like you out there in this world. My gosh, I'm even having thoughts about us getting married. And then all of a sudden, they just go away.
Well, they must have heard or seen something that told them it was a deal breaker. What did you say or do or not do?
I hadn't thought about it like that.
Initially that's why you're calling me.
Initially the first man had said, I'm not seeing anybody else. I don't want to see anybody else. I don't want you to. And this was, I think, only 2 weeks
that's
after.
That's a very common way for men to start a relationship. So a man said, stop dating other people, but you had a second man.
Oh, no, these happened back to back. These scenarios happened back to back.
Did you say, yes, I would do that?
Yes, I said, I'm more than willing to do that. And then the topic of sexual intercourse came up, and I said, I'm not comfortable doing that unless we are engaged. So he responded back.
That's exactly right.
He says, that's great. If we are going to get married, that's going to end up what we're going to be doing for the rest of our lives anyway. So let's just spend this time exclusively in a committed monogamous relationship, working towards engagement and get to know each other. And things were perfect. No weird missteps. And then the first gentleman had started breaking commitments. So we would have a plan to do something on, let's say, a Friday night. And then he would not show up, and I wouldn't bark at him. I wouldn't bitch, moan, complain. I would just let it go. And then 3 days later, I would get, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I can't believe I did that. I would say, that's okay. It happened. Give them a second chance. And then he would say things like, I'm just really confused about what I'm feeling. I've only known you this amount of time. I don't know why I'm feeling these things this intensely. I've never felt like this so quickly for a woman.
What he's saying is he's falling in love and he's not used to it because he may be a person who makes and doesn't keep his agreements.
He did explain his relationships in the past.
And what were they like?
He sounded like a pain addict. They all disrespected him. One girl had got violent and started throwing stuff at him. But he would stay in these relationships for quite some time. One was a 3-year relationship. So they were all relationships, every single one of them, 4 in the last 12 years, where all the women had treated him poorly. And I come in and I'm treating him well. I'm doing things right. I'm doing things politely.
But
and I think it was unusual for him.
Be a norepinephrine addict. Norepinephrine is a downer feeling hormone that helps people get off their manicky screaming, running around. It's in all mammals, and you may be with somebody who's biochemically not comfortable in pleasure. People lie are honest. People that pretend they're nice and sweet are dishonest. So he may be adjusting to a new style of woman, you, who accepts him the way he is, and it's uncomfortable because he doesn't believe it's real.
So this is the exact, literally, back-to-back, and so it made me think in calling you, years ago you had put the premise with men, it was, I think, a 5-to-1 ratio, and then as we've evolved and as these poor men have become more and more fearful of the evolution and more women being men, you had changed it to 2-to-1. So for every 2 things they do, we can call them, we can do something for them. Is there any way of changing that ratio? I'm just picking up on these poor men just being so afraid of meeting good, clean, honest women. it's really terrifying them.
The truth is, and there's a book called The War Against Boys by Summers, that there are so many men out there that have been raised by masculine women, and they're very feminine boys. Instead of growing into men who are willing to go through pain, they become either addicted to the pain as the only way to live with a woman, or they become passive aggressive and they say they're going to do something and then they don't do it. And if she stays with him, he knows that she loves him, even though he's pain-centered. So you've got an accept, reject, don't tolerate situation here.
Well, both disappeared, and so I don't chase because it was a broken promise. We had plans to go to a movie and a dinner, so forth and so on, and then...
Right.
The person didn't show up, so I'm not chasing them. I'm assuming that began the 8 weeks. I'm not going to say what happened to you.
Yes, that does. 8 weeks of rumination. Why didn't she call me? Why didn't she bitch and moan at me? She must not care about me. If she really loved me, she'd be all over me, mad at me, happy with me, making up, fighting.
Yes, you are 100% spot on. So no changing in the ratios of giving them an extra, I don't know, not a stroke or not a compliment, but just let them go through their pain of, wow, this feels good and I'm not used
Why
to that.
Why don't you just accept him the way he is and let him test you for truthful pleasuring, truthful, not lying to him.
Gotcha. Okay, that sounds great. They always come back, and so I'm already sensing that this one's going to be popping up any day now. So, just curious about that is all.
He sounds like one of the men raised in our culture not to be a full-blooded man. So he's got some passive-aggressive skills. He's got some gamey things going on, but he didn't learn them. Other than the people that raised him.
Exactly, that's correct. What threw me off is he is the CEO of a company. He, on the outside, looks like a complex alpha male. But
CEO of a company is where his mother did not show him how to do that. So he gets to be a man at work, and as soon as he goes home, he expects to be abused as a wussy, back and forth, one day masculine, one day feminine man.
Yes. Oh my gosh. That's exactly him. That is exactly, oh wow. Yep. That's it. You got it.
Okay. And there's a book, Women Who Love Psychopaths by Sandra Brown. Have you read it?
Oh yes.
And does he fit any points?
No. It's bizarre because this is why I'm so perplexed. He was very giving, you know, flowers, doing so many beautiful things, opening the car door, asking me how I feel, and I respond with, what do you think?
His major gimmick is not keeping agreements. What is it?
I think you hit the first nail on the head with getting scared. He had only been with pain-induced women in the past, had started falling in love with me, but in a different way, not in a pain way. And I think that's confusing enough why he's in the 8 weeks.
Okay, so what is the reason you didn't help him desensitize, like accept him, and let him sit out there when he's rejected? You remember the book, Living with a Passive-Aggressive Man by Scott Wetzler is a good one. Have you read
that's
that one?
Good one. Yes, that one's extraordinary. I think I was coming from the place of, okay, broke 2 commitments back to back within 7 days.
Have you ever noticed when you don't like the man and he stands you up and he does everything, you say it's all right because you don't care? How come? Did you listen to me work with the lady who wants her man to do it her way?
Yes.
Okay. What is the reason you want it done your way?
You know, I'm neutral. If he shows up, beautiful. If he doesn't show up, that's okay too. I'm neutral to the outcome. I'm completely detached. This was more of a curiosity thing because the exterior shows a man, a complex alpha male, but then...
I understand that, except there's a screw missing. And that one day I'll be passive aggressive. One day I'll act like a sociopath, like you're just a useful object. One day I'll ask like a psychopath and teach you how crazy you are. You see? So they have lots of skills when they're afraid of pleasure. There's a wonderful book by Robert Sapolsky, and it's about anxiety. And it's called Why Zebras Don't Get Ulcers. He teaches at Stanford, and it's an expert book on anxiety. His anxiety obviously brings out the games of his childhood. And then he does various weird things. But if you're just watching the movie, you're not reacting. You're just letting him do his thing, unless you have to call the police, a doctor, or a lawyer.
You got it.
If you want more, better, different love, affection, time with him, or sex, you're ruining it with your masculine wants, mama.
Got it.
I say, treat him as if you don't care, but you're happy when he reaches out. And when he's gone or whatever he's doing, you just say bye and let him do it.
Okay.
Watch the movie.
Perfect. Thank you. That was all I needed.
Okay.
Thank you, caller.
Go.
Bye.
Okay.
I didn't write a book. Watch the movie.
Oh, that's good.
Let people be who they are till they catch on to what they're doing.
Yeah.
Unless
I think it would be a good book.
You have to call the doctor and the lawyer.
Oh. Hello. Caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi. Yes, I may have covered all your bases here. I've been dating somebody for the past 6 months. In fact, we hit the 6 month period today.
So we're both in our perfect period, and you've done imperfect period.
Oh yeah, just hit the wall.
That's
he's in his 60s.
Period.
I'm in my 60s, and I'm the first time he's dated somebody that's not significantly younger than he is.
Yes.
I own my own home. I'm not in debt. I don't have any issues. And he's suddenly withdrawing sort of, but not completely. It's very strange. We had a fight last night. First fight, and I'm going, what the heck is going
about
on?
About what?
Well, we're at a sports bar with another couple. I hate sports. He loves sports. I'm trying to like sports. Happy medium would be good. And he said, oh, well, you girls have to figure out how to get us tickets to the World Series next year. And the female of the couple laughed and said, oh, you think you have a bunch of sugar mamas, a couple of sugar mamas. And he said, well, no, I support every woman I've ever been with. And I kind of laughed and I said, please don't support me. That's not fair. And he turned around and he said, well, I pay for your meals. I take you out. I pay for your meals. And I just kind of laughed. I thought he was joking. And I said, well, yeah, but you know, it's a little bit more equal than that. I cook and do a lot of things for you, too. He's lumping me in with a history of women that have apparently leached off of him that everybody knows about. And I was insulted and a bit humiliated from it, and I didn't say anything. I didn't we're in a public place with people. And I just thought this was really an inappropriate place to bring it up. So I did not. We went back to his place. Nothing was said. Nothing was spoken. I was pretty steamed. But it's not the first thing. In the past couple of days, he's always been very proud of me, introducing me to everybody as his girlfriend. He's very loving and kind. And suddenly he's introduced me as, this is my friend.
Yes,
I noticed it. And I thought, oh, okay, I must be hitting some mark somewhere at the 6 month mark where suddenly
you
he turns around and goes,
ah! Him. You don't need him.
That's true.
Okay.
That's
well.
So how do I undo this or fix it so he feels like I do need him?
You don't need him. That's the point.
Oh, okay.
See, it's what he feels good about giving you. But if you mm-hmm. don't need anything, then what you do is accept him as an individual that doesn't need you, but will play with you. Mm-hmm. What is the 51% that kept you interested for 6 months?
He's sweet. He's funny. We're exact opposites, but we do have a lot of the same interests. Into this mix that he has ED, so it's a little touchy, and I've been very cautious around that.
I fully understand that. His penis knows when he's with a scary masculine woman.
And he's had ED for years, way before I came in the picture.
He may literally be afraid of women, period.
That could be. He always jokes that he's the girl. And I'm like, well, no, you're not.
I got news for you. He may be the girl.
Right. Well, I tend to have more male tendencies. So, I mean, he doesn't seem unhappy about it.
Well, then, are you unhappy about it?
No, not until last night, until he behaved like a boor.
All right. So, are you going to share your feelings about him outing you?
Yeah, I will. I mean, I'm a little confused.
What?
I was going to say to him, I'm a little confused. You've kind of presented me like this and treated me like this up until last night, and I'm a little confused as to why you would do something like that.
Because whatever the audience asked him, he answered it truthfully, and it hurt your feelings.
Yes. But then he turned around when the woman of the couple said to him, oh, we love her. She's wonderful. You guys must have everything in common. And I was talking to the husband and, of course, listening in to what he was saying to her. Of course I was. And he's going, well, we're opposite. And it's like she's scientific and I'm, you know, into yoga and spiritualism. And so she always wants to improve it.
He's into feelings.
Yes. He's into feelings, and I'm more science.
Would you be willing to be the man, the giver, the protector, the cherisher?
Yes.
Well, then talk to him about it.
Yeah, we had kind of come to that conclusion. I mean,
well, then
he laughed. He came out once and said,
when is it going into effect?
Well, it's been in effect all the way. I mean, at one point he was coming out with clothing and saying, well, what do you think of this? What do you think of that? And I kind of chuckled.
That's right.
And he looked and he said, well, we know who's the girl in this relationship, but it's not you.
All right.
And I said, well, that's okay. No, I didn't. No, I didn't. I kind of laughed at him.
He was poking at you at that time.
Well, that's good to know. Should I have said, ouch?
Yes.
Okay.
I would suggest that you guys literally talk about how you want to relate on a masculine, feminine level. That you will tell him what you want, and then you will tell him what you want of him, too. And you'll ask him how he feels about doing it, and he hopefully will seek your leadership, which he sounds like he does.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Yeah. Yes. That makes sense.
So what did he say that hurt your feelings badly last night?
What hurt my feelings is he suggested that I was leeching off of him when pretty much the farthest thing could be the truth.
All right. So hurting your feelings by making fun of you as a leeching woman is something you have to discuss with him because he thinks you're just like all the other women and you're not.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
So would you write down the items that you know that you are willing to do and what you don't like? Would you negotiate with him?
Sure.
So are you going to see it?
Yeah, write down what I'm willing to do and what I'm not.
And what you don't want and are not willing to put up with.
All right. That works.
So educate him. But don't
I'm trying. He's been with much younger women up until me. I mean,
I know that
15 to 20 years.
Easier.
Yeah, well, yeah. And he supported all of them.
In my book, Leslie is the feminine one, but Andrea, who's farther into the book, is the masculine one. There's nothing wrong with you being masculine, as long as he knows not to insult you over it.
I'm sorry, you guys. We're out of time. We're going to have to go. Dr. Allen, real quick before we do, what have you got to say?
The only way out of a negative feeling is a positive decision. What do I want that I don't have? What do I have that I don't want? And then take action or inaction. Start something or stop something till you feel better.
Fabulous. Thank you, everybody. We'll be back next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.